Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
I'm your host, Christy Schallenberger. This week, one of Bethel's own will be honored at the Association of Village Council Presidents annual convention on Wednesday. Nikki Corbett and her small business Soyupik won Small Business of the Year for her role in donating masks to various organizations. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're really happy you're here. This is some good news in the middle of the pandemic and all the crazy news cycles and crazy information that we're being bombarded with. So can you tell us a little bit about the small business?
Well, first of all, I was surprised to win the award because I've moved away from Bethel. It's been about 5 years, but I am constantly coming back and forth there. And I am, you know, with my business, Soyupik, which I started out there and has just been a continuous thing in my life. I was actually very surprised to win an award. So when I got the call from Jack Crow, ABCP, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's wonderful news. And so I was surprised to win the Small Business Award when I've been running my business successfully for 5 years, teaching classes, making class books and selling them and all kinds of other stuff and, you know, running the shows at Jemai. An occasional Saturday market. So when COVID first happened, I noticed, well, I had seen a lot of things circulating on Facebook of the need for face masks. And so I have a skill and I just took it upon myself to just start making face masks and donating them to healthcare providers and healthcare employees around the YK Delta, around the state of Alaska, and even sending them downstate. So I believe that my efforts of making masks and sending them out and then creating tutorials and sharing material and all that kind of stuff was what I was being kind of recognized for, is my understanding. And so it was some interesting news, but I'm very thankful that I was able to help during those times with the sewing skills that I have and able to share them and donate masks out to healthcare workers across the state and downstates and across the Delta. So
how many masks have you donated?
So I stopped counting after 350. So I don't know. I lost track of count. But I know 350 was my max, but I know that there was a lot more because I was like, why am I counting anymore? I'm just going to start making them and sending them out and then donating material and elastic and whatever I could with those who wanted to make masks.
So when did you start making these masks? Do you know the month?
It was the middle of March. So it was like around March 20th or so. And I was steadily making masks from like the middle of March till I want to say the middle of May. And then I realized I knew I would want to make more because down the road, and so I needed to take like a break and do some selfish sewing for a while. So I did that, and I've been slowly starting to make them again, and probably will start donating again. But I'm not advertising because I don't want to be bombarded with the requests of face masks.
Well, what have been some of the institutions that you've sent these masks to? I'm curious.
I have sent them to providers at YKHC. I've sent them to health aides out in the clinics. I've sent them, I mean, just all over the place to health aides, providers, nurses, across the state. And then I had requests for individuals from downstates at various like clinics and places like that.
And you also are doing tutorials, is that what I heard you say?
I did. I created some tutorials on my So Yupik YouTube channel. So I created a simple kind of, I think I have a mask here. So I created just the, you know, for folks who wanted kind of just a simple, you know, the simple pattern of the square, the two squares with the elastic. And so I share that on my page. And then I also shared a video on some other ideas of things that you could use as a face mask if you didn't have anything at home. And then I also created a video on taking an existing headband and just quickly sewing on some buttons so you could save your ears. So those I kind of shared on my Facebook page and my Instagram page as well.
And where can we find those Instagram and YouTube pages and Facebook pages?
So if you go, if you search on YouTube, and I believe if you just type in So Yupik, S-E-W, and then Yupik, you will be able to find my channel, and it's got all my videos on there as well. And I, there's also other tutorials that I've created on there, such as the traditional Qasbuk video and the modern Qasbuk video and how to make your own makeup bag and cup cozy and making the reusable, washable hand towels, the paper towels. So just, I've just kind of created little things here and there and little reusable, washable makeup remover pads. So those can all be found on my So Yupik channel on YouTube.
Well, and now moving on to, how has this pandemic been for you personally? Like you say, you keep going back and forth between Bethel. Are you in Bethel right now or?
No, I live in Soldotna. So, usually every summer we make it out to pick berries and go fishing and spend a lot of time with family and to teach. I usually teach at the art camp for kids. Last year we did fish skin sewing and, some other things. So unfortunately we weren't able to do that this year, but thankfully we were able to get out and pick berries. Of course, with the negative COVID test, we made sure that we were negative before we traveled out there. So, and we were able to make it out for a couple visits this summer. So I'm usually home at least 2 to 4 times a year just to come back and visit and be with friends and family. And then of course to, you know, pick berries and hopefully put away fish.
So how has that been, not being able to do that this year? I imagine that's been really hard.
Well, we were able to make it home to pick blueberries. We weren't there long enough to pick the blackberries, which I was really sad about, but it's okay. But I was also able to get my salmon berries as well. And so thankfully we were able to make it home and I was able to do that. And then with the fish, we were able to just put some fish away from over here and get some moose meat. So it hasn't been too hard. Usually we make more trips home, so that was a little bit harder. But of course we want everyone to stay safe. My whole family's out there, so I want everyone to stay safe.
When the pandemic hit, when you first got news of it in March, like how did sewing, you know, I think for a lot of people, it kind of disrupted a lot of plans, disrupted a lot of lifestyles. I'm wondering how it impacted you and your small business, or did being able to have that small business, like, give you some kind of sanity amid all of this uncertainty? Like, I'm curious to know where your mind was.
It was more, it seemed like it was a lot more work because I felt like I needed to be just constantly sewing masks, the requests for masks to come in was insane. And so just trying to keep up with all that, was kind of, I was just sewing a lot of masks and I just felt like the weight of sewing masks was on my shoulders. But thankfully there are so many other more groups out there that I was able to, you know, outsource or refer them to those other individuals. Like there was a group down here, in Soldotna, and they were donating them in the hundreds and maybe even like over 1,000 around here. And there's, you know, sewing ladies around here. Bethel had a sewing, you know, group out there who were making masks in the hundreds as well. And then they had another group in Anchorage. So thankfully all the mask makers came out and, but I found myself sewing more masks than normal rather than doing my selfish sewing of wanting to make dress books or makeup bags or, you know, fun projects that I wanted to do. So it was fun in the beginning, but then for a while there, it just felt like I was constantly just trying to keep up with the demand. So it felt like a job, but I didn't mind it. I wanted to help where I could.
And are you still sewing masks and donating them, or is that kind of on the back burner now?
I will slowly start, but I will not, I won't be advertising. So I'll just be kind of sewing them and donating them as I make them, but I will not be doing them in the hundreds.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our time now. So is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I thank you for having me. I hope everyone is in back home is staying safe and masking up and washing your hands and, you know, keep your group small. And we're in this for the long haul. So let's keep everyone safe out there.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much, Nikki, for hopping on.
Yes, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
That was Nikki Corbett talking about her award and how she contributed to needs during the coronavirus pandemic. I'm your host, Christy Schallenberger.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.